We have Sean here, who is that home that dances to the lights in Fall River. Now, we want to get a few things cleared before we go ahead with your massive presentation this year.
Sure.
We have talked to you on the show about how you probably have the best decorated home in the province.
Thank you.
You are at, and we can tell everyone your address because that's the whole point. You're at 332 Henry Ave in Fall River. You do have donations set up.
It's for the Lions Christmas Express out here in the ALWF area. So Fall River, Wellington, Waverly. It's for families in need at Christmas time.
You regularly expect cars half a kilometer down the road. You've shared that most, but not all, of the neighbors are fine with it.
That I know of, yeah.
That you know of, yeah. These program lights that dance to your music, it's like an 18, it at least was an 18-long minute show. You say you put about 8 hours of work into every 1 minute of song.
What?
And last year you had 18,000 lights, and this year you were hoping to be just like the movie.
250 strands of lights, 100 individual bulbs per strand for a grand total of 25,000 imported Italian twinkle lights.
Hey!
25,000.
Wait for it. Well, I hope nobody I know drives by and sees me standing in the yard staring at the house in my pajamas.
If they know your dad, they won't think anything of it.
Sean.
how does this year measure up for you?
So this year I'm at a little over 25,500 lights.
Whoa! So
you have more than 25,000!
Celebrate good times, come on! Yeah, this year I do.
Insane. So you've exceeded your goal.
I have, yeah. And I've already planned for next year. So.
Oh, man. How long does it... So you said it takes you eight hours per song to program this. How long does
eight
it take you...
8 hours per minute.
Per minute of song. Oh, my God. That's insane. How long does it... When do you start?
So this show here actually started... I started doing the songs in January of last year. And then my entire front lawn this year... excuse me. Is all done in what's called a Pixel 4, so with lights all over my entire front lawn. And they're all custom 3D printed. So I got a 3D printer in January and figured out how to use it, and I've been 3D printing and working on it every night since April, probably about 2 hours a night.
What does it mean when you say you've covered your whole lawn in lights?
Every 38 inches on my front lawn, there's a stake that sticks out of the ground, and it has 30 lights in each one of them, or 30 LEDs. And there's 200 of them on my front lawn in total. And they all go to the beat of the music and have wave effects. So it makes the lawn look like it's waving and stuff and everything. And 5 new songs this year. So every song is new.
Anyone in particular that you're really proud of?
The Dance of the Sugar Plum Fairies is probably my favorite one. It's it's kind of like a dubstep version of it.
Yes.
it's not the standard song, but I try to always find songs that are a little unique in the sense that they have a little bit more technical side to the song so that it showcases lights a little more.
What's your onus on this? What's the MO?
My dad, before he passed away, he was arranging the Christmas lights also, and we had at our house, it was all done up on the inside, and we had a big tree in the village, and a train that went through a tunnel under the village. So I kind of took that over from him a little bit, and he decorated outside. But back when we did it, we didn't have any of this technology for dancing lights or anything. We used to have a lot of lights outside of our house and stuff. So I kind of took that over.
How do the rest of your family feel about the show getting bigger and bigger every year?
Not 100% certain. My wife seems to like it.
You haven't talked to them since April, but...
My 11-year-old likes it, and I also have a 3-year-old, and of course, he loves it. So,
well, it's so nice that you guys can do this for the community. Thank you for sharing this.
Yeah, and make sure you get up there. 332 Henry Ave in Fall River. Has the show started every night? Is it already on?
It has, yeah. It started on November 13th.
Oh, you waste no time.
And how long do you go till? Do you go till Christmas? Do you go till New Year's?
It depends. Usually around Old Christmas, I guess, which would be like between January 4th and January 6th. I think January 7th this year is a Monday, so I'll probably be stopping in on January 6th.
Okay, lots of time to go see the show. Thank you so much, Sean.